Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Good day, BTN listeners. Yes, you know what I'm about to say. It's Friday, yeah! Oh, I was looking so much forward to this day after yesterday. My apologies again for no news show yesterday. As anybody that follows me on Twitter, you know what kind of hell of traffic I was in. Anyways, we're back today. It is the 3rd of June, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. So, are you a student and you're wanting to get your hands on some Apple products? Well, Apple's about sweetening that deal for you. They're going to be giving you a free pair of Beats headphones to whoever will buy an iPhone, an iPad, or even a Mac. And yes, it's just like it was last year. Students who buy a new Mac will get a pair of Beats Solo 2 wireless headphones bundled for free. And for those who buy an iPad or an iPhone, you'll get the PowerBeats headphones with your purchase. However, though, there is a little disclaimer here that you should know about. Looking for a Mac Mini or possibly getting your hands on that iPhone SE? Yeah, those two things, they're not eligible for the promotion. Of course not. That's the lower budget stuff. Well, it seems that more people are using Snapchat now than Twitter as the days go by. According to Bloomberg, there's about 150 million people using Snapchat every day, compared to only about 140 million people using Twitter. I must be getting old or something. I haven't jumped on this Snapchat thing yet. I tried to install the app, and I just kind of got confused. Of course, neither company actually publicly states how many daily active users it has. Any bets it's probably less than 140 million, yeah, I'm sure. But unlike Twitter, Snapchat, yeah, has actually continued to grow. But it's got a long way to go to catch the king. Yeah, I'm talking about Facebook. It has over 1 billion daily active users. So don't worry, Mr. Zuck. Domination is still yours. Hey, speaking of social media and Twitter, seems that Twitter's trying to get at least a little bit of those million users to come on back to the Twitter side. Particularly if you're an NBA fan, anyways. Because they partnered up with the NBA and Samsung for 360-degree video. Yep, perfect timing too. NBA Finals, yeah, they just started. Go Warriors! Now this is going to work. Twitter cards will link out to videos that were shot with 360-degree cameras. And you know how that works. It's going to allow you to look around at the whole scene. And you might be wondering, well, where's that team up with Samsung come from? Well, that's because all the things were actually shot on the Samsung Gear 360 camera. Haha. Now, yes, this is kind of a big step for Twitter. As you might remember, they don't really support 360-degree video. So that being said, yeah, you're going to have to leave the Twitter's app or go to the website to view them. Kind of a pain in the butt. Hopefully, though, if this does kick off well enough for Twitter, they will join Facebook in having it natively within their platform. Xiaomi's officially launched the Mi Band 2. Yeah, those unfamiliar with that brand, that's that brand that kind of takes themselves after Apple, but actually halves the price of the products. Yeah, that's them. It's taken a while, though. The Mi Band 2 was actually announced back in April, but finally it's available on the store shelves. Monitors your heart rate, your sleep, and all that sort of crap. It's got a nice OLED display on the thing. And best of all, 20 days of battery life. Of course, it has all those other bells and whistles, too, that'll tie up with your Android phone. Step, calorie count, all those good things. Don't even want to know what my calorie count would be. But the best feature of all? Yeah, $23. That's all it costs. $23. Hey, Apple Watch, are you listening? And finally, oh, in this lovely day and age where we don't want to use letters or words anymore, we rely on emojis. So us lazy people will be happy to know that we've got 72 more emojis coming for us. Yay! Yes, the organization that approves new emojis before they hit your keyboard has announced 72 more emojis that will be added to the Unicoded standard. That's Unicode 9.0, by the way. Later this month. So what kind of emojis are we going to be getting? Well, we're going to get the rolling around on the floor laughing. Yeah, I know. It's so hard to type R-O-F-F. Hell, isn't it? We're also going to get that lovely face palm. We need to use that a lot nowadays, don't we? If you think someone's lying, yeah, you got that emoji for that nose is growing. There's a few others in there, of course, for food, too. You got a salad, yeah, for those healthy buffs. Pancakes that are not healthy buffs. And most importantly, bacon.
Bacon.
If you want to see all the new emojis in all their glory, just head to unicode.org/emoji. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The British Tech Network. You can follow on Twitter very easily at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter very easily as well at Kyle Swagger. As long as you don't have Swagger with two Gs. Yes, just one G for the Swaggers. Thank you very much. Also, don't forget to check out the official BTN website for all the great BTN shows, britishtechnetwork.com, and get hanging out with our BTN community. You can do that over at our Slack room. It's britishtech.slack.com. For the new show, well, yeah, gonna have the weekend off. Hope you can have the weekend off, too. But we will be back on Monday. Yes, I guarantee you we will be. I won't be stuck in traffic on Monday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until Monday happens, have a great weekend. Enjoy your Friday. And thank you very much for listening.